We've had the confidence all season, and I think League Two, every year, it's about consistency. If you can get on a little run, you can put yourself in the mix, and we've had that confidence from the start of the season, and obviously everything's bedded in now, and obviously the results are showing that.
You've got a run of three fixtures now, which could determine what's going to happen for the rest of the season. You've got, starting off with Barnet, a club you'll know pretty well.
Yeah, obviously I played for Barnet twice at different times, and I loved both my times there. Obviously when I was there last time before I joined here, the season didn't end how we wanted it to end and things like that, and I moved on at the end of the season, but the time that I was there I thoroughly enjoyed it. There's some good lads there.
What was it like going to Barnet at that time? Because you came from Gillingham and they had Edgar Davids, this world star, as the manager. Were you in awe?
Yeah, when he first came in, obviously that's what everyone was like. I think everyone was just staring at him the first two times he came in, and he came in, set up how he wanted to set up, and the training regime changed. It was quite full on under him. But to be fair, under him, when he took charge, the results actually wasn't that bad. He picked up some good results, and the start of the season that we had that year just determined really that we ended up getting relegated because we didn't start the season well enough.
How did you feel about that at the time? Because you were at a stage in your career where perhaps you were looking at maybe a few years left. Were you at all worried that you might have to step down a bit, step down a few levels to continue playing?
No, obviously I was quite confident. When I first joined Barnet, I'd been out with a bad injury for a whole year before I joined, and then the manager at the time, Mark Robson, gave me the opportunity to go there. So I went there, played a lot of games. As I said, it didn't work out how we wanted it to. But even when we got relegated, I still felt once Barnet had, we'd agreed that I wasn't going to get another contract, that I felt like I was still capable of playing in the league. And lucky enough, RC Wimbledon have given me the call, and I'm here now.
Of course, it's not only a former club of yours, but there's a pal of yours playing at Barnet, Mr. Weston. What's the banter been like between the two of you before you play these sort of matches against each other?
To be fair, we don't actually talk about it too much, to be honest, about the game. We just we both have a laugh about a lot of other things, but when we were playing each other like we did at home, it wasn't really much said about it between us two anyway. Our academy kids bring it up quite a lot, obviously. And it's always enjoyable to play against your friends, and I look forward to it. He's one of my good pals, and obviously we started a business together, so look forward to seeing him on Saturday on the field.
Yeah, talking about that academy, how did that come about? Because it's quite unusual, if you like, to see players down in League Two being associated with an academy and forming their own business.
Yeah, we just spoke about it when we was at Gillingham for a long time. It's something, a passion that we both had about coaching kids and hopefully giving kids the opportunity to go and fulfil their dreams of being a footballer. And from where I was in Ashford in Kent, there wasn't anything around that area at that time. So we felt like, why not do something that we feel like we could give something back to the kids? So we obviously started that up, and obviously we've got enough kids going now, and we're just trying to build it and hopefully have it big enough so when we retire, maybe that's what our full-time jobs will be.
Do you have to have certain qualifications?
Well, you do your coaching badges, and that's really all you need. Obviously, you need all your liability insurance and stuff like that, but the only qualifications really is coaching badges. So a lot of players take them during their time anyway while they're still playing. So me and Kurt have both done that. We look to do our UEFA B to push that on further. And then, as I say, more retiring, it's look to build that and hopefully have that as a full-time business and job for us. Obviously, Kurt's got a few more years left than me. I'm a bit older than Kurt. So, but yeah, we've got a head coach, Kurt's father-in-law, that obviously he's a UEFA A, so he works for Cheltenham for 20 years. That helps us out as well.
How much time does it take up?
It takes a fair bit of time, to be fair. We do academy on a Monday night. I coach at a school through the academy two times a week as well. So it does take up a lot of time, but we make sure we don't do too much. We're still getting our rest and things like that. But it does take it. It's something that we enjoy, so it doesn't feel like too much at work at the minute, to be honest. We enjoy it. We enjoy coaching the kids and getting involved with the kids.
Now, it's based in Kennington, am I right?
That's in that area in Ashford. So it was something that was quite close to me. One from Ashford, I've been born and bred Ashford, and then the area that it was in, it was a local club where I got spotted as a kid playing, so I thought it was a good catchment area to maybe start our academy up.
It's not an area that's normally associated with a large group of young players coming through to the game?
No, it's a weird one, to be fair. And I think over the years, obviously the railways obviously picked up the high-speed train now from Ashford to London, so commuting is not too bad now. It used to be obviously a long journey by car to get to London and stuff. But it is, it's a great catchment area, and we always felt that there was a room for us to get in there and get the foot under the door. There's kids that play football around there everywhere. Obviously, I've grown up there, so I knew there's loads of local clubs, and we felt like that was the perfect way to start it. Obviously, it's a bit further away for Kurt, but we looked into it and we thought that was the place to start the first one.
You're coming towards the twilight of your career, if you don't mind me saying. So was this the perfect scenario, if you like, to stay connected with the game? Because so many players, once they finish, they just disappear, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. I've always said that I would like to stay in the game, either as a coach, as professional footballer, or with kids. And I sat down and obviously when I got my injury, to be fair, I sat down thinking, just in case. Obviously, I was told it was touch and go whether I'd play again. So obviously, I had to sit down and put a sensible head on to think, if this was the case, then what would I do? And kids was the one where I felt like I wanted to coach kids. I enjoyed that. And hopefully, when I retire, if I can start off probably coaching kids, because that's my passion. I want to just give as many kids opportunity to be a fit professional footballer as you can.
I know there's a few players have got into this soccer school, academies, people like Johnny Jackson at Charlton, I believe. Do you think this is a natural way forward, particularly for English guys, because management nowadays seems perhaps a little bit out of the question with so many foreign managers in all the divisions?
Yeah, it is. I think it is. Some people don't have that passion to be a manager. Obviously, manager's a lot of work. Some players, footballers, their class is lazy, they might not want to do that, but it's not as easy as it was a few years ago, I think, to get a manager's job. It's a lot more technical as well, and behind the scenes, which people don't see. It ain't just picking a team and you go out there on a Saturday. I think especially our gaffer here, he does a lot for the club away from the scenes that people see. So it's something we set it up just mainly, it was a passion of me to coach, but I just enjoyed coaching kids. I've grown up with kids, and I've got a lot of nieces and nephews, and I've got three daughters of myself, so it was something that I wanted, and Kurt was passionate, so we thought this is perfect for us.
Does Neil and the club get involved at all from AFC Wimbledon, or have you asked for their assistance or help?
No, they don't get involved. They ask how things are going and stuff like that. They don't get involved and stuff like that. Obviously, they ask, sit down with me sometimes, we're having breakfast, and ask how things are going, and I might ask for their opinion on certain sessions or what things to do to help improve certain players, and they'd give me their advice if I asked for it.